Will you also scrutinize the behavior of those who are under grace when a great glory of teaching surrounded them, and witness then this passion being eliminated? Look at this same apostle who voices these things, always ascribing the entirety to God, continually mentioning his sins yet, never his good deeds, unless it might be necessary to correct the disciples. And even if he is forced to do this, he refers to it as foolishness, gives priority to Peter, and is not embarrassed to work with Priscilla and Aquila. He is always striving to portray himself as humble, not strutting about in the marketplace or gathering crowds, but positioning himself amongst the ordinary. Due to this, he remarked, "But his bodily presence is weak, that is, easy to scorn, and not associated with any ostentation." Again, he said, "I pray that you do no evil, not that we may appear approved." Is it undeniable that he disregards this glory? After all, he thinks little of the splendor of heaven, the kingdom, and hell for what pleases Christ, as he wishes to be condemned from Christ for Christ's glory. For if he declares his readiness to endure this for the Jews' sake, he does so in order that none of those lacking understanding might presume to claim the promises made to them. Therefore, if he is prepared to overlook those things, it is not surprising that he dismisses human things.